This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today successfully launched a next-generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2 onboard its heaviest vehicle, LVM3M6, from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch took place from the Satish Dhawan Space Station at 8:55 a.m. Indian Standard Time. After a flight journey of about 15 minutes, the spacecraft Bluebird Block 2 got separated from the vehicle and it was successfully placed into its intended orbit. Speaking on the occasion, ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has hailed the successful launch and calling it the heaviest satellite ever lifted from Indian soil using an Indian launcher.
Extremely happy to announce that LVM3 Bahubali rocket M6 launch vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite in the intended orbit. This was not an easy task considering the enormous efforts required because it requires very close coordination among various teams at different ISRO centers, units, industry, launch complex and the entire infrastructure availability.
The Bluebird Block 2 mission is part of a global LEO, low Earth orbit constellation, to provide direct-to-mobile connectivity through satellite. This constellation will enable 4G and 5G voice and video calls, texts, streaming and data for everyone, everywhere, at all times. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated ISRO on the successful launch of the LVM3M6 mission. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the center's contribution under the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji scheme has been raised to nearly 95,000 crore rupees as compared to MG Narega, which was 86,000 crore rupees. Mr. Chauhan said this highlights the government's sustained and enhanced support for rural employment. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Chauhan said the president has assented to the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Act 2025, enhancing the statutory wage employment guarantee to 125 days. He said under the scheme, states are treated not as mere implementing agencies, but as partners in development, empowered to notify and operationalize their own schemes within the statutory framework. In West Bengal, the Jangipur Sub-Divisional Court in Murshidabad district has sentenced all 13 convicts to life imprisonment for the brutal murder of a father and son during a protest over the WAF Amendment Act in April this year. Delivering the verdict yesterday, Judge Amitabha Mukhopadhyay also directed the state government to pay 15 lakh rupees as compensation to the victim's family. Hargovind Das and his son Chandan Das were killed by a mob on 11th of April in the district's Samsher Ganj area. The killings triggered widespread outrage across the state and beyond. The family of Hargovind and Chandan expressed dissatisfaction with the verdict, insisting on the death penalty for the accused. They are considering challenging the judgment in the higher court. Opposition leader Subhendu Adhikari has assured the family of all possible support in pursuing their demand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Rashtriya Prerna Sthal at Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh tomorrow to honour the life and ideals of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Mr. Modi will visit Lucknow on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees, Rashtriya Prerna Sthal has been developed as a landmark national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. President Draupadi Murmu today extended greetings to the countrymen, especially the residents of Odisha, on the sacred occasion of Dhanu Yatra of Bargar. In a social media post, the president said this festival holds a unique identity both in India and abroad due to the unparalleled tradition of the grand open-air theatre. The world-famous Dhanu Yatra, an 11-day epic open-air theatre festival depicting the Krishna Kansh myth, will begin in Bargar in Odisha this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading nearly flat in afternoon trade today. The Sensex gained 17 points to 85,541, while the Nifty was up by 17 points to 26,194 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, media, metal and telecommunication led the gains. And that is the end of this news bulletin.